It is true that a dramatic increase in the tolls of the Cross Harbor Tunnel and the Eastern Harbor Crossing would translate into a heavy burden on those who have to drive across the harbor every day. Some drivers who take the Cross Harbor Tunnel habitually might have to take a long detour to use the other tunnels, which is a waste of time and money spent on petroleum. According to analysis by the government, after the plan comes into effect, the queues of cars at the Cross Harbor Tunnel during the morning and evening rush hours will shorten by 30 to 40%, while the Eastern Harbor Crossing will also see a reduction of 10 to 30%. As a result, society will save more than $800 million every year. Ordinary citizens find it difficult to judge whether such an estimate is on the side of optimism. What is certain, however, is that the plan will cause only a minority of drivers to change their habits, while a majority of them will have to accept the toll increases reluctantly.
Inevitably, they're dissatisfied with the plan.